cautious enough to come see what had happened? There was no reason to believe he would not. The royal guards had had no trouble for almost a generation. The sliver of moon vanished behind a cloud. As it went, something moved at the palace entrance. Now came the tricky part, making it look like we screwed up a sure thing by going in right at a shift change. A sound of scuffling, a startled cry. Somebody else demanding what was going on. A rattle and clatter as people rushed the gate, clang of metal, a scream or two, whistles. Then, within 15 seconds, answering whistles from several directions. Exactly according to plan. In moments, the whistles from the palace entrance became shrilly desperate. When first the idea was broached, there had been serious debate about whether or not the attack should be the real thing. It seemed likely taking the entrance would be easy. A strong faction, made up of men tired of waiting, just wanted to bust in and kill everybody. While that might have offered a certain amount of satisfaction, there was little chance Soul Catcher could be destroyed. And such wholesale murder would do nothing to liberate the captured, which was supposed to be our primary mission. I had convinced everyone that we needed to launch an old-fashioned, annals-based game of misdirection. Make the enemy think we were up to one thing, when actually we wanted to accomplish something else entirely. Get them running hard to head us off in one direction, when we were following a completely different course. With Goblin and One-Eye now so old, our deceits have to be increasingly intellectual. Those two do not have the strength or stamina to create and maintain massive battlefield illusions. And, though willing to share their secrets, they had not been able to arm Sara for the struggle. Her talent did not extend in that direction. The first Greys charged out of the darkness, into the ambushes, waiting to receive them. For a while it was a vicious slaughter. But somehow, a few managed to get through to support the guards barely hanging on at the palace entrance. Subradil and I moved into position against the foot of the wall, between the big entrance and the servants' postern. Subradil hugged her Gangisha and whimpered. Sawa clung to Subradil and drooled and made strange little frightened noises. Though the attackers piled up heaps of Greys, they never quite managed to break through the defense of the entryway. Then help arrived from inside. Willow Swan and a platoon of royal guards burst through the gateway. The attackers scattered instantly. So fast, in fact, that Swan screeched,
"Hold up! There's something wrong!"
The night lit up. The air filled with hurtling fireballs. Their like had not been seen since the heavy fighting at the end of the Shadowmaster Wars. Lady had created those weapons in vast numbers, and a few had been husbanded carefully since then. The men employing them had not been involved in the attack on the entrance. They clung to the fire plan, which counted on everyone being able to pick Swan out from amongst the guards and Greys. His life depended on it. Fire fell to the side of the group away from Subradil and me. Willow was afraid. When fire swiftly shifted to fall on the entry and cut him off, he was supposed to retreat toward the service entrance, past us. Good old Swan. He must have read my script. As his men were being torn apart by fireballs just yards away, he skittered along, hand against the wall, staying just steps ahead of destruction.